I don't know. Duck and cover, bitches.
All right. Do do do. That was normal.
I didn't know that. Hello. Okay, that's awesome. Great.
That's the way to start. Yes, that is how you start a podcast. I'm sure y'all miss us from last year. We had an impromptu winter break of our own, of our break of the podcast. Yeah. Brett and I get a little too ambitious and think we could do a lot more than we actually can. And then we realize people are coming over and we realize, you know, we probably should clean our house before people come over. And then we realize, oh, I still need to finish crafting those gifts.
It's not dangerous. I love how they say that. This isn't dangerous. Everything's fine. I love how the government pretends that everything is A-okay. Everything's okay. You're fine. Don't worry about it. Oh, that's probably just a cold.
So unfortunately, as you all know,
rash, you know, it's just kids, eczema, you know. I didn't put on all the social
media because I was so busy. I couldn't even put on all the social media.
Yeah, no,
but we weren't able to record.
This is bad shit.
Yeah, that meat. So we're sorry if you were looking forward to that, but we need breaks too. And we're also so new at this that like we didn't, we'll have over time more that we do this and over time we'll have a better idea of what we can and can't do and time limits and more backups and setup. But we've been doing this for like 2.5 months now, 2 months, 2 months. So it's been since October. I know that. Because we have 10 episodes currently up, and the first 3 went out at the same time, and then we have a bonus. So it's been 8 weeks.
Oh, okay.
About that.
Wow. Yes. Can I clap?
So, yeah.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
You can almost see it. Yes, it's that was amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that stuff. That was awesome. It's nice to do like deep dives, and I know that at some point you and I will
season.
Get better so, at our.
If you are new to like this cast, I guess we really didn't really need to apologize because we really don't care.
So that's always
but
so fun,
we,
and I really appreciate the fact.
Well,
that.
Well, if you're new, you don't know us.
Time,
but if you're
so appropriately.
Flip it something in the sorry, I was gonna do Missy Ellen. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I know that. I probably yes, I do. I do.
Their Instagram do. Or their
oh yeah. So if you're new, welcome.
We follow her on
our
Insta.
Particularly Dangerous Situation, your new favorite podcast. PDF.
Yeah.
We are a podcast that talk about particularly dangerous situations.
Right. Somebody is violently. I'm wondering if somebody left a package at the door. Hey,
I know.
Come here.
Well, that's why then this
no,
is where we go.
Leave it.
So, oh some God. Particularly dangerous Change situations are natural disasters, but we well, also added Mad Maine.
Yeah, she's a little
disasters.
Little right?
Particularly dangerous she's situation a, is a technical term used by
like
those
we
weather folks that we decide to name our podcast with.
Yes. It is. Scares the shit out of me and AJ.
Words.
Like, you know,
words
3 in the morning.
Barely
like, we have a neighbor actually
again.
Next door who like gets up at 5 a.m.
There's
and the
nothing
worst
like having what
normally
you think
they're
is
pretty quiet
an
people,
annoying
and we don't
voice
hear them.
With
but
a speech impediment
them every
and
day because he gets
the
up,
inability
walks
to
up
put
the door,
together
the door
a sentence
slams,
and
his
think,
wife opens
wow,
the door and
I should have a podcast.
Like, there, honey, I left it there. But they're
I mean,
shouting from down the hallway.
I think I thought so too. I should have got me a mimosa. I'm jealous.
Go back in your house and have a conversation, not in the hallway.
I mean, I could go downstairs to get a mimosa, but I'll wait till we have a break.
I walked out and stared at her. I like looked Woo. At her and I was like, are you kidding? And she's like, oh, sorry. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Like, why am I standing here? Why am I standing here?
Eh. So
yeah. It's
be
like
it.
Ridiculous. I'm like, come on now. Ew. I'm going to try and see if I can aim this so you can see this. Look at this. They're playing. Oh, they were.
Oh,
they were
I was
going to
say we're really excited.
Anywho,
Brett
hey,
got an amazing Christmas
so,
present that I knew was
yeah,
coming
wanna,
because her husband
yeah,
texted me about it. Yes. Oh, wow. That sounds so nice. Yeah. I'm jelly now because Brett has a very nice mic. Nice mic. It's Yeti Nano, so it's a nice USB mic. And I still have, I mean, like my Yeti Snowball. It's not
It was my phone.
Yeah, I like mine. I got it for cheap, so I'm down with that. And set up.
Yes. Hello. We would love some. We would love some. Please. Please.
You mean kind of like how I have, I'm in my closet corner where I just hang dresses more.
I need to do that. I have to do that. Yeah,
for that same type of effect. Yeah. It's just going to sound even better.
It's on my phone
case. It's going to get better and better.
Oh, yeah. Never. Never. I don't let her.
That is correct. Because of that, we might even name the episode after Michelle.
Anchor, Spotify, iTunes.
The cornfield meat.
Thank you. Stitcher.
We have to give a huge thank you, Michelle. So this episode is dedicated to her. You've heard me mention Michelle before in some of my, at least one other episode, if not other ones. Because Michelle, we have created a disaster podcast-centric Slack channel where us and some other amazing disaster podcasters, Slack, I guess, I don't know, we just sit on there and talk and we help each other research. I helped one podcaster with some conversions because I love my math and I really enjoyed it for money conversions. Yeah. And feedback, and they're an amazing group. And so Michelle was like, hey, because cornfield meat,
we'll get there. I think once the holidays are done, we'll be a lot of it is generally trained in airplane schedule. You'll know your schedule.
My favorite ones are the airplane ones.
So, yeah, for sure. I already feel like my health
she
is
had
improving
older
for the year. I went for a 2 mile run, baby.
Before, because she was not going to just do transportation. And she's like, I'm not going to use these. You want them? And me and Brett were like, exactly.
Oh, girl.
So we're so excited because we didn't have to do the research for this. I quickly read through mine just so I
knew
stumble over it too much.
Because, you know, you're
I didn't really pay too much attention. So it should be interesting with some of the facts.
Oh, are you going to play Egyptian Rats Crew? I miss you. I miss you. I miss that game. Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, that was creepy.
Oh.
Oh.
Recording. Love you.
Oh, yeah.
Every weekend. Bye.
Love it. Yep. Oh, yeah. So grateful. Yeah. And I think, And I want to say, like, this did kind of fall in our lap that she's like, you want these. And I really do suggest, if you enjoy our podcast, I think you'd really enjoy her podcast as well. She does some with her husband and some with another co-host friend. And it's really, really good information. She's great at research and great at getting information together. And I mean, she's just a sweetheart in general too. So if you just want to support good people, that's another way, by listening, you know, good people deserve to be listened to. Yeah, definitely giving them a rate and some love over there would be great. So like I said, this episode is dedicated to Michelle. That might get edited out. Oh my gosh. Who wants to go first? Yeah, I was thinking that. I was like, should we rock, paper, scissors? Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3, shoot. So, and 1, 2, 3, shoot. Oh, that was hard. I had the same thing. Yeah. All right. 1, 2, 3, go. Oh, you win. Yeah. Yeah. Oh God, was it 200 or 300? It was so many. All right. That sounds about right. Yeah. Woo! Jeez. Mm-hmm. That's the, I was going to say, that's the no porch rating. You no longer have a porch rating. Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know what that means to me. Mm-hmm. 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 Ooh, yes. Oh, so great. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ho. Oh. Huh. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yep. It is really important. It's really important to be prepared because it's still really unpredictable. You actually don't know what's going to happen. I do like the meteorologist, like weatherman, weatherwoman, weather person joke where the only job where you could lie every day and not get fired. But yeah, or you could be wrong every day and not get fired. But yeah, no, their job is incredible because it is a lot of having to make the best educated guess you can by patterns and what you've seen before and what you see now. So yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is so awesome. Whew. Yeah. Cool. That's a huge amount for a tornado, though. Yeah. Well, and they already gave out the watch before. So you should, or that's the reason why they have the watch. Exactly. Or like, stayed up your bathtub with the mattress inside the bathroom. Or like, you know, knowing your spot, clean out that closet if you need to, right in there. Like, if you have stuff, like, it's just, it's good to have the watch. I don't think it always is, unless you see the tornado, but even then they're so unpredictable on their path. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh. Yeah. Wow. I would say that seems far. Wow. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, my vehicle's gone. I don't know where it is. It parked itself, kind of, but who knows where? Maybe. Yep. Oh. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, wow. Interesting. That's, yeah. Gonna have to look that up. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oops. Whew. Wow. Wow. Yeah. Wow. The one time you want to be holding onto a toilet. Usually it's after a few too many drinks, but not this time. Aww. Smart. Wow. I think the puppy's fine. Puppy survived. Yep, I am too. The puppy always lives. Don't worry, Finn, the kitties always live too. Holy shit. Nope. Wow. Wow. Yeah. This is so fast. Ooh. Mm. Yeah, there's, that's not what affects it. Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. That's fucking crazy. Whoa. Apparently we need to do like a year of tornado episode or something. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, well, and that's why I feel like, because I feel like at one point it's like 2/3 of the tornadoes happened in one day. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Whoa. That's just like, I'm trying to imagine every time there's a large number, like a large measurement, like trying to fathom that measurement, just it, huh? 2.5, that's like the closest Chinese restaurant for me. Like how, wow. That is so insane. Oh, got it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm just not ever going to move there is what I'm thinking. The other way. Yeah. I wonder why. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, like, is it with the rotation or, yeah, okay. And like the angle, that's my assumption. Yeah. If like something to do with rotation, still weird. Yeah. Give us information. Uh-huh. Oh my gosh. We need to know these things. Oh. Mm-hmm. So good. So good. Wow. Well, that's really nice. I like that too, because you're talking about how you've already done the outbreak, but this is so like such so specific, you know, like, so I like that it's not exactly doing the same one over again. Exactly. And there's so much other information with that specific tornado. Like, I learned so much stuff from that. That's incredible. Thank you, Michelle, again for these mm-hmm. stories. Mm-hmm. Holy crap. It's love so you. Nice that you're able to go through the Joplin, because like we were saying, you did the outbreak, but focusing on that one, that multiple, like what, 30 something hours you were saying that it went on for?
I think it was a mileage thing, but it went on for quite some time.
Yeah.
That was 22.1 miles. Maybe 38
minutes. Okay.
Yeah.
38
yeah.
minutes. Why did I say hours? I think I had stuck in my head like in a
God help everyone hours. Involved in that tornado. Ooh. Holy crap.
Yeah. All right. So the story that I chose for Michelle is Love Canal. She, again, narrated kind of and wrote this all up for me in a kind of script form. So I'm going to try to read off the script form. I read over it really quickly before, just have a general idea of what's going on. Mm-hmm. She has even titled it Love Canal, A Small Town Tragedy.
Oh, my God. Bless her heart.
Beautiful. I love it.
You're the best.
You really are. You're fucking
You really are.
So... Early history of the Love Canal is in 1890, William T. Love wanted to make a man-made canal to link the
You're going to screw that one up.
There we go.
Niagara.
The Niagara River.
Think of it like Viagra.
I wanted to say Nicaragua. Oh, gosh. I'm not going to try it. Uh-oh. I was going to try to say something else that my mouth won't do.
Let's just let that one alone.
To the Niagara River, to the Lake Ontario, to generate DC electricity as the water fell over the side of the canal. In his mind's eye, he wanted to harness the power of the water to convert to hydropower for a city called Model City next to the river. His dream came to an abrupt end with only 3,000 feet excavated due to the Depression, a law that Congress passed barring any water from being pulled from the Niagara River, and even Tesla, who created AC power, which could travel much further distances than DC power. So there was no need for cities to have to be so near to their power sources.
Interesting.
Yeah. So they build a canal for that, and then it gets defunded.
Bastards.
Act one, done. Act two. The canal became a local summer swimming hole in the 1910s and 20s after it refilled with water.
Nice.
It was used as a dump site for garbage until 1942, when Herker Chemical Company, fitting name, acquired permission to dump industrial waste in the canal. Which was, as we were saying, like, this canal was 3,000 feet long, and it was about 80 to 100 feet wide and as deep as 20 feet.
Oh, filled with industrial waste? That's gross.
Yeah, they started filling it for 11 years, from 1942 to 1953. Good and God. We all know what an awful idea that is, because that shit seeps and moves, too.
Nasty. It's nasty.
It is. Once it was full with over 20 tons of chemical waste, they had no more use for it and covered it with clay and grass. Kids would play on it and would get rashes on the bottom of their feet. Herker Chemical sold it for $1. $1.
$1.
$1.
$1.
Sold it for $1, but did include warnings of the contents of the canal and a stipulation that they could not be sued for anything that happened after the sale to the local school board.
Oh,
my fucking God.
That's awful. Wanted,
I know, because it's a fucking school. Like,
oh, guess what? You can't sue us now because you agreed.
Yeah.
That's awful.
It's fucked up is what it is, for sure. It's totally awful. The school wanted to create a sprawling residential area and began to sell lots for homes and build schools and roads. So it was creating like a community on this very, very cheap land of $1 hair. So Louise Gibbs is a story about their son. A few years after moving into the area, Louise Gibbs' son, Michael, got sick with asthma, urinary tract issues, which he had two surgeries for, liver problems, immune system issues, and more. She was frustrated and didn't know what was happening, as her son was very healthy until they moved to the area. She read an article in her local newspaper about chemicals that were dumped three blocks from her home in the years past. She wondered if this was a link to her son's issues. She started to talk to her neighbors, but many wanted nothing to do with organizing anything for fear of driving their property values down, and some were even threatening her.
Oh.
Yep. People get real gnarly about that property.
What is wrong value, with people?
Right? It's like, dude, your kid's sick. Come on. Like, her kid's sick. Have some empathy. She was able to organize a small group of neighbors who started asking questions about what was going on with the health of people in the area. This small group quickly bloomed to many of surrounding neighbors after 1970, where a blizzard and higher than average snowfall led to the melting water filling the canal under the clay, forcing the chemicals to the top of people's basements and yards. Grass and trees were dying. Sump pumps were clogged with black tar like goo.
Strong chemicals.
Oh, yeah. So fun. Strong chemical smells were in the basement. Chemical puddles were in the yards. And in some cases, the actual barrels were forced up out of the ground.
Wow. Like,
just try to imagine like a metal barrel popping up out of the ground from fucking snow melting of gnarly chemicals. Yeah. It's almost like a cartoon, right?
Oh, my God.
Teachers refused to let kids play in the grass of the school because of the burns to their feet. Kids would pick up rocks and they nicknamed hot rocks and would throw them against buildings where they would pop and explode. A public health scare would ensue.
Of course. After health scare.
Don't say anything.
Don't say anything, because it's like saying tornado. You don't scare people.
Oh, yeah. You got to keep it on the DL. Obviously.
Keep it on the DL, 100%.
Of course. I always want to be like, is it DL or LD? It's DL. It's like downloading. Down low.
Down low. Keep it on the down low, yo.
But lowdown would, well, no, you say I want the lowdown, right? Is that a thing?
Yeah, that, to give me the lowdown is like, that's like the news, the gossip, whatever.
The 411.
But then you want to keep it on the down low because you don't want anybody to know about it. So, yeah.
So that's when you want the lowdown, down low, or the down low, low down.
Yeah.
I think they might mean
non-downloaded.
Different.
Low down.
I like that idea. After the Battle of Love Canal was winding down, she became an activist in the public face of battling against toxic waste sites. On a personal note, this is from Michelle's words here. I read her book when I was in middle school and can still quote things I remember reading from it in a very close to heart reason. She helped battle a company called Ohio Technology in the late 80s, early 90s from a building toxic waste incinerator in Nava, whoa, Ohio. I almost said incubator. I was like, that's
you did.
Not the
I was
word.
Like, incubator.
This fight helped keep my family in our home, which was owned by Ohio Technology, in the farming community we lived in. Ultimately, it was an underground river that was found running through the farming area that fed water up to Cleveland that brought an end to the battle. Once it was found, the toxic water incinerator idea was abandoned as they did not want to fight with a large city, and Ohio Technology sold the land to a private buyer. Ironically, it was the private buyer that made us move out of the home we rented for 7 years on that location.
Dang.
Wow. That's fucking gnarly. Thank you for that story also, Michelle. I hope I gave it justice in my narrator, someone else saying it voice.
Narrator.
So let's talk about them chemicals. Ultimately, over 400 chemicals were identified that were dumped in this canal, and 11 are known to cause cancer.
Okay, wait, 400?
400 chemicals.
What?
Like, and when we're saying chemicals here, obviously because everything's chemicals, we're referring to toxic waste chemicals dumped into this canal. Many. Yeah. I mean, I'm you keep combining stuff, I guess.
Yeah, I guess if you like consider compounds and stuff, yeah.
Yeah. So some of the most deadly chemicals on Earth were identified within the canal. So we had dioxin, which is found in herbicides, can cause things as dark as skin to cancer and is highly toxic. Thinking about the Ukrainian presidential candidate, Viktor, I feel like she's fucking with me because I did that Russian thing, the meteorite. Viktor Yushchenko. Was poisoned deliberately with dioxin, which made national news in 2004, and he suffered years of treatment and ill effects, as well as disfigurement of his
face. Wow. Oh, shit.
I actually did not know about that till now.
Either.
Holy shit. Arsenic, which is used as a wood preservative and insecticides, which I always think of arsenic old lace when I hear that. Mm-hmm. Benzene, which is found in crude oil and is a major part of gasoline. It's used to make plastics, resins, synthetic fibers, rubber, lubricants, dyes, detergents, drugs, and pesticides. Uh-huh. Whew. And this could be found in the area around Houston after Hurricane Harvey flooded in the area, caused hundreds to become ill. And I think that's like oil shit breaking, because like during a lot of those hurricanes, there's so many oil rigs out in the ocean that they get fucked up by the hurricanes. Yeah,
we're pretty much killing the planet again on a ticking time bomb.
Yep. Please avoid that plastic, people.
Hey, you know what, just enjoy your time here because you don't have long.
We might be too late.
We're pretty much too late. I'm going
that's
with that.
What it feels like.
Yeah.
Chloroform, which is a colorless liquid used as a solvent and is used in making dyes, drugs, and pesticides.
Yeah, isn't that the stuff they used to put over your mouth?
Yeah, that's when you embroider a towel that says, does this smell like chloroform?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you smell it, they it makes them faint.
Knock your ass out.
Yeah. And then toluene, a word.
I think my favorite thing about working with Brie on a consistent basis is watching her work her way through a word. It's like my favorite thing to not just watch, but like listen to. It's fabulous.
Well, because you're actually going to see me do the weird head movement as I do it. That's used as a solvent and presents in paint thinners, nail polish remover, glues, and correction fluid. So the effects of these chemicals are birth defects, cancer, stillborns, chromosomal abnormalities. Oh, my God.
Abnormalities.
There it is. genetic defects, acne, boils, asthma, kidney disorders, liver disorders, and so much more.
Oh, my God. It's like a package. It's a package
deal.
Yeah,
it really is. It's like, and you could be one person who has like all these things, like that Michael, the son, who
you could be lucky and have them all. Mm-hmm. Think of a card set. Collect them all.
So frustrating, so fucked up. Yeah. Gotta catch them all. Diseases. Chemicals. Illnesses.
Oh my God. Times like these, that I think it would be actually kind of like interesting to be an epidemiologist. Cause I'm like, would I be that one person to be like, you know what? I've been sick with everything else. Let's try this and see how I do. Cause I've heard of epidemiologists injecting themselves or like doing the, I don't remember where I heard this, but last week I heard a story about a guy who wanted to get sick. So he licked the bottom of his shoe. I was like, like he was trying to catch a parasite so he could lose weight.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Just buy one off the internet.
I don't know if it was true. Buy one.
Who knows?
Where do I get a tapeworm?
I think that's it. I feel like you can go somewhere and buy them because I don't know. I'm sure there is.
That's fucked up. I heard they crawl out of your butt at night.
Oh, that's gross. I mean, to kill them, I think you take a pill and then you poop it out.
Oh!
Yeah.
No.
That's why you don't drink the milk or drink the milk. That's why you don't drink the water in Mexico.
I would never drink milk in Mexico.
The milk might be cleaner than the water.
That is also true. Yes.
So the Love Canal Homeowners Association that was in the area that had suffered ill health effects, rightfully, were very angry with the government's sluggish response. At one meeting, which a large amount of homeowners become highly frustrated, at which there were two government officials held the men for 5 hours in a standoff where they said since they are forced to stay and live in the area, that the government officials would also be forced to stay. Even though this standoff only lasted 5 hours, it made the point.
Wow.
I'm curious how they held them hostage.
excuse me. That's amazing.
Yeah. Shortly that's after... Awesome. The meeting, the original zone for evacuation was expanded. They had won. There were many reasons for this during the time, such as Jimmy Carter was running for re-election and this news was making national news. Jimmy Carter did claim Love Canal as a disaster area, and then a state emergency was issued 2 years later, closer to his re-election run. People of the Love Canal were all over national news, as well as popular shows like Donahue.
Donahue. Oh my God, I remember Donahue.
I don't remember Donahue. Jesse.
Donahue, he was like the guy with the white hair. He was like sort of an original, he had a lot of character. So he kind of reminded me of like Maury meets, what the hell is his name? I want to say Jose. It's not Geraldo.
Okay.
So
got it.
Yeah. Donahue was early. He was always fighting for airtime with Sally Jesse ratings.
Okay. Yeah. I remember Sally Jesse. I remember Jerry Springer.
I feel like Donahue was slightly earlier.
Okay, it might be too with this time frame.
Yeah.
That might make more sense.
Yeah, with Carter coming in. Yeah, that makes.
Okay.
Yeah,
he was good old Jimmy. Over. I love that Jimmy.
Good old Jimmy.
Oh, man. The aftermath was since the canal had too many chemicals in a location to move, it was capped with clay and fenced off. A drainage system was installed and monitor stations went up. The 20 tons of chemicals still remain locked in the ground. That does not make me comfortable at all.
I mean, you know, I can't tell you for how long people have been burying nuclear waste. So
I know
that stuff's got a half-life of like 20,000 years or some shit, you know, like,
yeah.
So, I might actually do an episode on this, but I don't know. It's not complete. So I'm not sure what the end point would be, but I did do research when I was in college on the Yucca Mountain Project. Do you know about that? Where it's the nuclear repository that they were going to be building in Las Vegas or just outside of Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
And so you had the whole town was like a bunch of NIMBYs, like not in my backyard, you know? So
yeah.
But the worst part was that they took Native American land to do so. So they used eminent domain, of course, and been like, oh, this land is ours. And, you know, here's $10,000 and go find a new home and whatever.
Classic so anyway, white people move. Yeah.
Right. So I did a big research project on that because part of the nations that were affected was the Halapai. So I did some research on it years later. My dad used to work for the government during this time. And so at that time I was very, very upset. And then there was a furlough. So everybody who was on the project got like, they basically just got paid to sit and do nothing. So I remember talking with my dad being pissed because he was like, playing golf and getting paid. I'm like, I hate you right now. I hate the government. But anyway, they stopped the project because Harry Reid wanted more votes and he was only going to get them if the people knew that they were stopping the project. So Obama said, hey, we'll stop the project. Here's your votes. You know, yada, 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 how to shake hands and blah, 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 and get me in office and get me in office and so on. So that happened. So the project was stopped. But I remember people being scared to death about it because what they were planning was, people were like, well, how are you going to get the nuclear waste there? Because a lot of the reactors are on the East Coast. So they would have to ship them via train. And you know just how safe that is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was pretty frightening to hear about it.
I would say that's a very fitting comment to make since Michelle gave us this information.
Right? So, yeah, it's pretty fascinating when you kind of really get into the nitty-gritty of it. So,
yeah, crazy. Dang. I mean, I want to do an episode on Flint, so it makes sense to.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's not resolved yet, so.
Yep.
I think that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
It's a different kind of. It's
unresolved kind of mysteries.
Yeah. And this is like, this is a man-made disaster, but it's not like one of our typical disasters. Like, it's not one of my typical disasters, which is really interesting.
Yeah.
One good thing that came out of this is the EPA established. Ooh, I heard that. The EPA established the Superfund due to this event, and over 400 toxic waste sites have since been cleaned up after Love Canal. So the Superfund is responsible for cleaning up some of the nation's most contaminated land.
I didn't know that. Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah, I didn't know it either. And so I looked up what Superfund was on the EPA site. The area was rehabbed, and so were the homes that were left behind by the people that evacuated the area. They were sold below market value and all found a buyer.
Oh, wow.
And it continues. In 2011, a city crew repairing a sewer line half a mile from the canal found a pocket of toxic chemicals. It was believed to have been left over from the original cleanup and was not dangerous to surrounding residents, according to a report. Six families have since filed suit.
It's not dangerous. I love how they say that. This isn't dangerous. Everything's fine. The government pretends that everything is A-okay.
Yeah, I agree.
Everything's okay.
It's all good.
Don't worry about it. Oh, that's probably just a cold. That rash, you know, it's just kids, eczema, you know. It's like,
they're all allergic to grass.
Yeah, no, they're not. This is chemicals. This is bad shit, you know.
It is very bad shit. Mm. So I'm really appreciative of that. So her resources were a couple videos called, one was The Love Canal Disaster, Toxic Waste in the Neighborhood.
Nice.
Another one was called Love Canal. Both of them could be found on YouTube. She did use Google for various searches on chemicals and their effects and other diseases. Mm. And then she had this cute note. Let's hope the government isn't monitoring my traffic. And Wikipedia, of course, and also used a book, the one that she mentioned when she put in her personal experience in there, called Love Canal, The Birth of the Environmental Health Movement by Louise Gibbs, which is the mother who was the first to start advocating or making a fuss about it, essentially. Oh, so, yeah.
Okay.
That's the Love Canal disaster.
Wow. Can I clap?
Yeah, I think beautiful. We should clap for Michelle. Like, everybody, I hope you're clapping, but keep your hands on the wheel if needed.
Yes, that was amazing, Michelle. Thank you so much for sharing that stuff. That was awesome.
It's
nice to do like deep dives. And I know that at some point you and I will get better at our research in terms of like finding something that we're really super stoked about and doing deep dives on it.
Agreed.
So that's always so fun. And I really appreciate the fact that during the holiday time, this came so appropriately because
it was like perfect timing. we want to thank Michelle and we want to give you all the information to listen to the lovely podcast she co-hosts. So it's hosted by Michelle and co-hosts are Andy and Mel. And they take you through a ride through history, a weekly podcast featuring transportation disasters. You can find them on your podcast listening device at The Cornfield Meet. They are also on Twitter at Cornfield Meet and on Instagram at The Cornfield Meet. We also follow them on all those things. So you can find them through our channels. Yeah, we are big on spreading that disaster love.
Yes.
And then, I mean, us, of course, hello. If you want to give us any like rating or review, we would say thank you.
Hello.
We haven't had any new reviews in 2 months, so we would love to hear some kind words.
We would love some.
Please share. If you find in Portland, if you're in Portland, you might find one of my slips of papers in the free libraries. I've been slipping little promos into
Yeah. I have to do that.
You can also hang out with us on the interwebs, and we are on all your podcast listening devices and
literally
apps.
All of them. Yeah.
I think all of them. Yeah. At least 99.9% of them.
Yeah. Yep.
Sounds
Anchor,
good.
Spotify, iTunes. We love you all.
Stitcher.
Thank you. Stitcher.
Uh-huh. Pocket Cast.
Share it.
There's a lot. I know there's a huge
share
list.
It, that Sharon. Share it, Sharon.
Share it. Sharon. Come on, Sharon. Share it away.
Sharon and Karen, share it.
We are particularly dangerous situations, we're saying. And you can email us if you feel like it. Get a little old school, new school with us. And that's pdangerous situation@gmail.com. We would love to hear some personal stories about disasters that you've been a part of. Or if you have any recommendations, you can email us. Or you can hit us up on the social medias. So we have the Instagram at PDS Podcasts. That is it, right? Yeah. At PDS Podcast. And you can also hit us on the Twitter, also at PDS Podcast. We would love to hear from you. We are trying to be more active. We're working on it. We've been really busy recently.
Well, yeah, we'll get there. I think once the holidays are done, we'll be a lot better space. I'll have a more consistent schedule. You'll know your schedule. We can definitely sync up a little bit better. So yeah, for sure. And I already feel like my health is improving for the year. I went for a 2-mile run, baby.
Get it, girl. I'm right? so proud. That's
took
so
the
nice.
Monkey with me. She did great.
Oh, good job, monkey.
Yeah.
I need to maybe just go to the doctor because I woke up with a sore throat still.
Oh, girl. Get a handle on it. Get a handle on it.
Like I was saying, it's not awful, but I'm going to go, I think, this weekend just to get a checkup and get any tests to make sure I don't have
I mean, New Year's is coming because, you know you're going to drink. You know you're going to drink.
I'm hosting a party at my house, actually.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to play Egyptian Rats Crew? I miss you. I miss you.
Maybe. So now people, because this will be coming out right before New Year's, which is funny. So if anyone listens to our podcast, they'll know the secret that we are doing a murder mystery kind of thing. Not full murder mystery, but we're doing the week murder. So I have a little paper that's like, hey, there's a murder in the house. If you have the Ace of Spades, you're the murderer. You wink at people to kill them. If you're not the murderer, you have to try to guess who the murderer is. If you guess and you're wrong, you get killed. And what happens when you get winked at, you have to wait 10 seconds and then die dramatically.
That's amazing.
Just that a fun little party game. And it's a Hollywood glam is our theme. I just wanted a reason to dress up and do my hair, really. That's all it is. I was like,
You're good at that, though. That's your jam.
I love it. I buy a whole bunch of decorations and I have the invites and there's going to be kids there. And that's another reason people like it's hard to go out because so many people have kids right now. And
The littles. Yeah.
So like just come over. It's fine. We'll figure it out. We have games. We have Cards Against Humanity and kids always bring their own toys. So
of course
it'll be fine.
Of course. So, give them a tablet or phone, honey. They're good to go.
Exactly. Most of them usually have one with them already. So it's pretty easy. so we want to thank you.
Thank you guys.
We love you.
Keep listening.
Please do.
I promise we're going to get better about our episode recording. Love you.
Yeah. And we come out every weekend is what I say now. Until
every
we have
weekend.
An actual day.
Every weekend.
Yep. So bye, people.
Bye.